Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Zayin. We are holding on Daf Vav Amid Beis. The Mishnah had said on Daf Vav Amid Aleph that it went through all of the people who are puzzled to do the Kmitza, and the Mishnah had said that if one of these people did the Kmitza, so it's puzzled. But Ben Beseris, and then the Mishnah said, if Kamatz Bismol puzzled, Ben Besero Amr Yachzer V'yichmatz B'yamin, that if you do the Kmitza with your left hand, which is one of the Psulim, so that is not going to work. But Ben Beseris says, no, it's no problem, just put back what you took out for the Kmitza, and then go do Kmitza again. So on Amud Beis toward the top, Rav was Mechadesh that if a Zar does Kmitza, also one of the people who are possible to do Kmitza, a non-Kohen does Kmitza, Yachzir, you go and you put it back. So the Gemara said that Rav is speaking within the opinion of Ben Beseira, that Ben Beseira holds that it's not just small, but also if it's a Zar, if it's one of the other Psulim that Kmitza was done, you could go and undo it, put it back, and then do Kmitza again. So the Gemara wanted to know, what is Rav being Mechadesh? Isn't this obvious that Ben Beseira hold this by all of the dinim? So the first possibility the Gemara says was no. I might have thought lomachshu ben beseira ela b'small aval b'shar psulim lo, that maybe it's dafka a din in small that ben beseira is going to say is kosher, that it's only if you do it b'small ben beseira is going to give you a do over. He's going to tell you you're able to put it back and do kmitza again. But by all the other psulim in the Mishnah, I might have thought that that's not so, that you don't get a do over. So then we had a discussion in the Gemara why you would differentiate, why you would distinguish between small and any of the other psulim. Then the Gemara says, I'm not sure where we're up to. We'll pick up at that point. El time adashmin and Rav, about 10-12 lines before the lines get wide. El time adashmin and Rav. Halav achi havamin b'shar psulim pasul ben beseira. So it sounds like it's only because Rav told us that ben beseira holds you get a do over by all of the psulim. But had I just read the Mishnah, I would have thought ben beseira holds you only get a do over if you did it b'small, but by all the other psulim you do not. V'atanya, but we have a brayso Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudaver, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Machshir ben beseira b'kol psulim kulan, that ben beseira was machshir by all of the psulim. V'atanya, we have a brayso v'kamitz b'sham mimakom sheragle azar omdos ben beseira amar minayin shem kamitz b'small. That Ben Beseira says, how do I know that if you do the Kmitza with your left hand, that you can put it back and go and do the Kmitza again with your right hand? That you're Kometz Misham, from there, which means the place where you already took a Kmitza out of, you can put it back and take a Kmitza out again, and this time do it right. But Vikivan de Krust, stomach sieve, when it says Vikometz Misham, it doesn't say Dafka, if you took it out with the left hand the first time, doesn't say what was the problem with the first Kmitza. It's just written Stam. So Mali Smol, Mali Sharab Sulin. Why would there be any difference between Smol and Sharab Sulin? So bottom line is, our first suggestion of what the Chiddush of Rav was, that Ben Beseira's din, that you get to do it over again, to do the Kmitza over again, applies not only to Kametz B'Smol, but also to the other Psulin. That's not really such a Chiddush. I would have figured that out on my own. So what is the possibility? What is Rav being mechadish to us? So the Gemara suggests possibility number two. Elaha kamashmal and Rav. Kamatz va'afilu kidesh la'afuke mehani tana'i. That Rav is coming to tell me that if you did the kmitza, you get a do-over, even if you not only did the kmitza, you already put the kmitza into a kli shares. You already mechadish it b'kli. And that's coming la'afuke, the shitos of the following tana'im. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi ben Yosayon, Rabbi Yehuda Hanach Tom Amru, unusual names. I don't know how often these names come up in Shas. Rabbi Yossi, first of all, interesting. Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi ben Yosai, and he was named after his father. You don't have that too often. You have a lot of times named after grandfathers. Shimon ben Gamliel ben Shimon, right? You have people named after the grandfathers very often. I don't know how often you have someone named after their father. So anyway, Rabbi Yossi ben Yosayan sounds almost like three generations of the same name. Yossi sounds like Yosayan, it sounds like a corruption of Yossi. But anyway, Rabbi Yehuda Anach Tom Amru and Rabbi Yehuda the baker both said, that when do we say this din, that you get to do it over again? That's only if you did the kmitza without being makdish b'kli. Aval kidesh, pasal. But once you take that kmitza with small and you put it into a kli shares, so then it's already too late, then it's pasal, that can't be undone. So that's perhaps what Rav is coming to be mechadesh, that according to Ben Beseira, yes, it can be undone. Wouldn't they, well, there's oil already by the time you're doing the kmitza.
Once you put it in the klishar, it's oil in it, so how are you going to redo the kmitza if there's oil already?
No, there's already oil in it anyway. Meaning by the time you're doing the kmitza, there's already oil in it. Yeah, so you empty it out the best you can. It could be that it wasn't totally bulled, but even if it was, you empty it out the best you can. V'igada amri kamatz in kidesh lo. Others say that no. What Rav is telling me is that only if you did the kmitza and you didn't do the kiddush b'kli, only then does Ben Beseira allow you to have a do over. Keman kahani tanayu lafu kimitanakama. And then he's coming to tell me exactly like those tanayim, with the unusual names. He's dafka telling me like those tanayim that it's only if you were not mekadesh b'kli yet, only if you didn't put the kmitza into a kli sharis yet. So says the Gemara. What do these tanaim hold? Meaning these tanaim that hold that you that up until the point where you put the kmitza into a kli, you could still retract, you could still go back and put the kmitza back into the original kli that you got it from. But once you put it into the new kli, then it's too late. Why? Why is that the borderline? Why is that the determining point? If a kmitza done by in a pasul way or by a pasul person is considered an avoda, then it should be effective even if you didn't do matan kli, meaning it should be pasul and irreversible even if you didn't yet put the kmitza in a kli. It should be too late. And he kmitza's psul in avodah, and if kmitza done by a pasul is not considered an avodah, it's not considered a chashva avodah, ki avodah matan kli mayhava, then even after you put it into a kli, it's just kmitza's psul, and so why should it matter? You should still be able to do it over because it should be irrelevant. As Rashi says, vi lav avodah de lo chashiv, ha'ul b'psul in it wasn't chashuv when you did the kmitza. Why should it be chashuv when you put that kmitza into another kli? So that's the kasha. How are we to explain these shitos of Yossi ben Yasayan and Rabbi Yudah Nachtom, which Rav may or may not be coming to tell us that Ben Beseira agrees with? So Hadam Rav Nachman, the Olam Avodahi, a kmitza psulin is avoda. Why isn't it automatically irreversible even before you put it into a kli? V'lo nigmar avodasa adavin lo matan kli. The avoda is not considered to be finished until you do matan kli. So since the avoda is not over until you do the matan kli, that's why it's not considered to be irreversible until you've done the matan kli. Sfasemis writes that this halacha is only by komets shekamtsu psulin, that calls man that you didn't put the komets into the kli. It's not a Gemara vote, then you could be comets again. But a comet shekamtsu kohanim ksherim, if you have a comet that was taken by regular kasher kohanim in a kasher way, you cannot put back that kmitza and redo it. It's only b'makom that it was done by psulin or in a pasul way that we say, okay, the avodah is not over, you could still go back. But when it's done by kasher kohanim, then you cannot go back. He doesn't explain exactly why that's so, but he explains how he knows that that is so. There's a Gemara on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph that says that if a komet shenis arev b'shiarav, if you have a komet that gets mixed in with the shirayim is whatever doesn't come out in the kmitza. When you take the three fingers full, the shirayim is what's left over. So let's say the flour from the kmitza gets mixed in with the shirayim, lo yaktir, you're not supposed to burn that in the mizbeach. So why didn't Ben Beseira show up over there and say, what do you mean? I have a great idea. Put back the entire kmitza, and do a kmitza again. Put back everything, the whole taroves, and do a kmitza again, and then we'll all be good. So Elamai, what do you see from there? That you're not allowed to do that under normal circumstances. That you can't put back the whole kmitza and do it over again. It's only b'makom that there's a psul that you can go and put it back and do it over again. That's what Sfasemis points out. Again, he doesn't explain why. He just points out that that has to be the case. Brisk Rav points out that from our Gemara, it seems that the reason that if a zar is komets, he could be chozer for komets is because it's, the avodas hakmitza is not finished until you do matan kli. So he says, according to the shita, if you were to assume like the shita of Rabbi Shimon that we're going to have later on, and Daf Chavav, who holds that komets doesn't require matan kli in the first place, so then lechora, as soon as you do the kmitza, Ben Beseira will already hold that it's too late to be komets shenis, that you're not going to be able to put it back and be komets again, because according to our Gemara, Ben Beseira agrees that once it's nigmar avodasa and it was done by a pasul, as soon as the avoda is finished, It's too late. You cannot go back. The only reason Rabbi Seir allows going back in our Mishnah is because he believes it's not the Gemara Avoda yet. So Rabbi Shimon, who holds that it is the Gemara Avoda, that you don't need Matan Kli, Lechora would hold that even according to Ben Beseira, Lechora would say within Rabbi Shimon, Ben Beseira would agree that you cannot go back, that you can't put the Kemitza back. That's a Briska Rav Sa'ara based on this Gemara, that it's all a din in Gemara Avoda versus no Gemara Avoda. So the Shittim Gvetzes and Osi Adalit over there points out Tevos Ihachi Afilu Lo Kidesh Nimchak, that the last few words, the last five words of Vavam and Beis are erased. We don't have those words in our editions of the Gemara. So says the Gemara, V'chimahadilei l'komitz l'duchtei tiktosh v'livsol. He says, wait a second. What's going to happen? You're going to take you took the Kemitza out. So what does Ben Beseira hold? You're allowed to still put it back because you didn't yet put it into a Kli. Once it has Kiddush B'Kli, once you put it into a Kli Shares, then you're not going to be able to do a Kemitza again. Well, when you put it back in the original Kli, the original Kli is also a Kli Shares. So shouldn't that itself disqualify it from doing Kemitza again? I mean, Mali, if you put it into a second Kli, or Mali, if you put it into the first Kli that they took it from. Either way, it's a Kli Shares, so it should be right to be Mekudosh B'Kli, because you're taking a Kemitza and you're putting it into a Kli Shares. So that's what Rashi points out. Because you did Matan Kli. The Mali Kli Shares Zeh, Mali Kli Shares Acher. What difference does it make? Which Kli Shares you're putting it into? So says the Gemara, a few answers. The Gemara is going to have three answers to this question. Answer number one, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zosa Meres Kli Shares, Ein Mekadshin El Midas. This shows you that Kli Shares can only be Mekadish Midas. Meaning you're not having Das to be Mekadish it in the original Kli, you only would have Das to be Mekadish it in the Kli that you put it into afterwards. So since you don't have Das to be Mekadish it, Mela it doesn't become Kadosh. So frankly, the Gemara, Hamidas Mekadshin. But sounds like with Das it would be Mekadish in the original Kli. But then Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question, Kli Shares, Maushi Yiktashu Psulun Lech. Can a Kli Shares be makdish with psulin to be brought likarev? Vamalei ein makachin, and he says no, that it does not have. Meaning, if a zar does the kmitza and he puts it into a Kli Shares, are you allowed to be makdir? Are you allowed to go and burn that? Are you allowed to be makrevit? And he said to him, no, absolutely not. The response that he got was ein makachin. So how can you tell me that a Kli Shares is makadesh midas when it's done by a apostle? Over here, you see that the Shiloh was asked, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, no, even Midas, it's not going to be good if it was done in Bipsul. So I'm like, ain't me catching the Karev. Yeah, of course you're not allowed to be Makrevit. That wasn't our issue. Our issue is, does it become Pasul? Meaning, is it considered a viable enough Avoda that since it was done by someone who is Pasul, it actually becomes Pasul? So Ava Mekachin the Pasul. Yes, that does happen. When it's Shalom Midas, it's not Mekadish at all. It's considered something that wasn't an act at all. And therefore, you can undo it, and you can do over again in the right way, and everything will be fine. But when it was done bipasul, when you had a pasul person doing a real avoda, a real act, if we consider it a chashva act, so then it's going to be pasul, and you're not going to get a do over. It's the whole, you're going to ruin the entire carbon. The carbon's going to be pasul. But being pasul means that it was a significant act, right? If not being makrovit, being makro, of course you're not going to be able to be makrovit. It was done by a czar, of course you're not going to be able to be makrovid. That was never the issue. So bottom line, we asked, why when you have this kmitza in your hand, is it only, according to Ben Beseira, only when you put it into a second kli that it then becomes irreversible, but putting it back into the first kli, that isn't makadish it the same way? So we said, because when you put it back into the first kli, you don't have das to be makadish. And the rule is, ein makachin, elami das. Kli sharis or elami makadish, when there's das to be makadish. The Onig Yontif in the Tshuva writes, that which you need Das by Kiddush Kli Shares is not because the Das is what gives it the Kedusha. The Kli Shares is what gives it the Kedusha, bitnai that you have das. Meaning there are two ways to potentially have looked at it. You could have said that it's the das that's the ikur mekadesh, that what gives it the kedusha when I put it into a klisharis, it's my das to be mekadesh. Only Gandalf says that's not the case, that's not true. It's not the das that's mekadesh, it's placing it into the klisharis that's mekadesh. The das is a tanai for the kiddush. Who cares what difference does it make, what the mechanics are exactly? So he says, even though kedushas peh, a person is not allowed to do kedushas peh, be suri anah, because they're not considered his, but if you're makdish yisuri anah in a klisharis, that is kadosh. Meaning, if it was totally dependent on your das, so you don't have the ability to be makdish something that's asur ba'anah. But if the kedusha happens by being put into the klisharis, and it's just das l'kadesh is a tanai in order for that kedusha to be fulfilled, so then even when you put yisuri anah in, it would work. The Mikdash David writes that the das that you need for klisharis is not. He has a tremendous chiddush. He suggests it's not das l'kadesh. You don't need das to be makadishit. You just need Daito lasos peklias amalacha shalishma huba. You need the das to do in the kli whatever you're supposed to do in this kli. And therefore, if you have an oven where the purpose of the oven is to bake the menachos and the lechem upon him, if you have kavana when you put the dough in the oven to bake it, even though you never had kavana that the oven should be mekadesh the dough, that's all you need. You don't need kavana that the oven should be mekadesh the dough. You just need das that it should do what it's supposed to do. Why over here does it sound like you need das to be mekadesh? Because that's all these kelim do. Meaning over here we're talking in our Gemara, we're talking about kelim that their sole purpose is to be mekadesh, the carbon mincha. So if all they do is to be mekadesh, then you need das lekadesh. But typically speaking, in order to be mekadesh, all you need is das for what the item is meant to do. There is a machlokas rishonim. If you put the mincha in a klishares with negative kavana, that you put the mincha in a klishares with kavana that you don't want it to be mekadesh, does that have the same din as kiddush shlomidas, which is talui in the machlokas whether klisharis or mekadesh midas or shlomidas? Meaning the Gemara suggested over here klisharis or mekadesh midas. That's a machlokas in the Gemara. We're going to see that's not so pashut. It's a machlokas in the Gemara whether klisharis or mekadesh midas or shlomidas. Let's say you hold klisharis or mekadesh even shlomidas, that even if you don't have mind to be mekadesh, what if you have in mind that you dafka don't want the kli to be mekadesh? Does that work? Does kavana hafuchus work? Does backwards kavana or opposite kavana work? So Rashi apparently holds kavana hafucha is considered shalomidas, and therefore it would be if you hold shalomidas is mekadesh, then even with kavana hafucha would be mekadesh. You can't undo the kli. When you say shalomidas is mekadesh, what you're saying is, the way Rashi understands, is that das simply doesn't matter. What goes through your mind is not baba cheshbon at all. What matters is, did you put it in a kli? You put it in a kli, the maisa is all we look at. And therefore, I don't care what das you had, you could have had the opposite das. However, the rush seems to hold that if you have kavana mufureshes, that the kli should not be mekadesh, then everyone would be mowed that the kli is not going to be mekadesh. Even without das, the kli would be mekadesh, but kavana that it shouldn't be mekadesh, everyone would be mowed that it would be mekadesh. Mestama, the rush would say, that you do need das, it's just that without das, minastam, it's like a stama l'shma. When you don't have das, we assume, of course, what else are you putting it into a klisharis for? So minastam, you're putting it into a klisharis. But with kavana that you dafka not putting it into a klisharis, then you can't say a stama l'shma kind of art. You can't say, oh yeah, probably he's putting it in l'shma. No, he's dafka doing it, not l'shma. He's dafka doing it, that it shouldn't be mekadesh. Very, very similar machlokas to what you have in the sugya of mitzvah shrichas kavana and mitzvah sein shrichas kavana. Very similar machlokas in the Rishonim. If you hold mitzvah sein Srichas kavana, that you don't need kavana to fulfill a mitzvah, what if you have kavana that you dafka don't want the mitzvah? So would you say the same thing? Would you say that, well, kavana is irrelevant, and therefore even if you have kavana that you don't want the mitzvah, but you did the maisa mitzvah, so if you hold the same srichas kavana doesn't matter, you yotzi the mitzvah anyway? Or do you say, no, it's not that kavana is irrelevant. Kavana is relevant, even if you hold mitzvahs ein srichas kavana. It's just that even without explicit kavana, there's an assumed kavana whenever you do a maisa mitzvah. But if you have kavana feiches that you dafka don't want the mitzvah, then you're not going to get the mitzvah. Very, very similar machlokas. The only part that's not an exact parallel is that by a mitzvah there's an additional svara why kavana hafeches shouldn't work, because by a mitzvah there's a svara that you can't force somebody into a mitzvah. Over here it's about kiddush. It's about whether this item becomes kadosh or not. It's not about a mitzvah. But a mitzvah, by definition, is the service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if I dafka, I'm trying not to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, I dafka don't want the mitzvah, so then there's that additional svar that can't be forced upon a person who's dafka trying not to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's not an exact parallel, but very, very similar, machlokas rishonim, to what we have in the sugya of mitzvah srichas kavana. Just bears mentioning, even though we're running a little late, bears mentioning, Tosfos over here raises the issue. We say that when you put the kmitza back in the original kli, that it should become kadosh again. Tosfos says, but wait a second, it's not touching the kli. It's only touching the other flour and oil that's already in the original kli. So isn't it a chatzitza? Don't you need the Gemara's having meaning, the Gemara's question, that the kiddush of this komet is not only accomplished by putting it into a second kli, but should have been accomplished by putting it back into the first kli. He says, but there's a chatzitza. By putting it back into the first kli, it's not touching the actual dofnei kli. So the Tosfos answers that no, the shirayim are not going to be chotzeitz for the kmitza because min b'mino is eino chotzeitz. They're both the same min, and therefore they're not going to be chotzeitz with each other. So the achronim are medayik mikan from here that Rabbi Yochanan holds min b'mino eino chotzeitz, which is troubling because Rabbi Yochanan also holds in the Gemara at the end of Maseches Vachim and Daf Kuf Yud Maseches Vachim, where the Gemara over there talks about someone who's makriv emurim when they're still connected to the basar. Bachutz. Again, it was all talking about Shrutei Chutz over there. So he's Chayiv Kares on Ha'ala'a Bachutz. He goes and burns the Emurim when they're still connected to the Basar of a Karban. He's Chayiv Ha'ala'a Bachutz. So even though for the burning of the Basar, which is not Roy Laktara, you're not going to be Chayiv, but you're going to be Chayiv the Emurim, even though there's Basar still all around the Emurim. So the Gemara over there says, asks, what about Chatzitza? The Emurim are not touching directly the Maracha, they're not touching the fire directly. Directly because the wood of that's burning the fire directly because they're surrounded by basar. So how can you say that you're going to be chayiv for Allah b'chutz? The basar is not what you're chayiv for. So there are three answers in that Gemara. Shmuel says kishahavchan. You turn it over and make sure that the basar does burn for that the emurim do touch directly. Rabbi Yochanan says hamani Rabbi Shimoni shamra filu helu al gabei asela chayiv. We're assuming like Rabbi Shimon who holds that even with the chatzitz, you're going to be chayiv, that by halal b'chutz, you're allowed to have a chatzitza. And third possibility, Rav Amar min b'mino eino chotzeitz. What do you mean? It's all animal. So what difference does it make? Basar emurim, it's all the same thing, and therefore it's not going to be a chatzitza. But what do you see? Rabbi Yochanan didn't give Rav's answer. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say over there, min b'mino eino chotzeitz. So why does Rabbi Yochanan not say min b'mino eino chotzeitz? That's what all the achronim raise. Rabbi Yochanan over here, according to Tosfos, it's muchrach, that he holds min b'mino eino chotzeitz. That's why when you put the flour back in the original clay, it's not considered a chatzitza, and therefore it should be, at least the Gemara's kasha, it should be mekadesh the flour again, the kmitza flour. So why in zvachim does he not say min b'mino eino chotzeitz? Sounds like he would hold min b'mino is chotzeitz. So the simple answer is just because he didn't give the other answer doesn't mean he doesn't hold of the other answer. He says even without the svar of min b'mino eino chotzeitz, you still have a good answer. He holds that hamani Rabbi Shimoni, that you could assume like Rabbi Shimon that Al Gabe Asela is going to be Chayiv. The Avnei Nezer writes in the Tshuva that there's a big difference, that whenever you need Negia, Min B'mino Eino Chotzeitz is not going to work. Meaning, even though Rabbi Yochanan holds Min B'mino Eino Chotzeitz, by Zvachim, Rabbi Yochanan holds it's not a din of chatzitza. It's not a din of being on the Maracha or in the Kli. There's an additional requirement. You need Negias Haniktarin b'ma'aracha. That which is being burnt has to touch the ma'aracha. It's not just about being on the ma'aracha. If it were about being on the ma'aracha, say no chinami. Rabbi Yochanan would say, even with the chatzitza, that's fine. The reason he says it's not okay with the chatzitza is because you need a higher level of being on the ma'aracha. Not just on the ma'aracha, you need negia b'ma'aracha. It has to actually be touching the ma'aracha. That's the Avnei Nezer's teretz. Others answer that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Basar and Emurim are considered min b'she'eino mino. There's Basar and there's Emurim. They're two different things. So that's min b'she'eino mino. Flour and flour is min b'mino. The reason that Basar and Emurim would be min b'she'eino mino, he quotes in the Bir Adah from the Tshuvas Halachos Ketanos, that you could say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Basar and Emurim are considered two different things because the Basar is dino ba'achila. The Emurim is dino ba'aktara. They have two different halachos of what you're supposed to do with them. So that's why they're considered min b'she'eino mino. Okay, but all of that that was the first answer. Why does this kmitza, when you put it back, not become kadosh in the original kli? Because it's a mekatshin el midas. Second answer in the Gemara, Rav Amram Amar kol shechzira lebisa gedusha. You put it back when the kli is already overflowing. So when you put it back, it's actually above the level of the kli. It's above the. It's just piled up so high. It's heaping over the level of the kli, and that's why it doesn't become kadosh in there. Well, then how did you take the kmitza from there in the first place? Don't you have to take the kmitza from the inside of the kli? No, you took from a full kli, and when you made the kmitza, you made a hole in the center from the flour that you took out. And when you put it back, so frankly, but then when you're putting it back, shouldn't you be putting it back in that hole right inside of the kli? So no, says Gemara, when you put it back, you put it back on the perimeter of the kli. So you made a hole right in the middle, and that hole is still there, and you put it back on the perimeter of the kli. And then maybe the kli gets shaken up a little bit or rolls down, the flour starts rolling down, and it evens itself out. But when you put it back, you didn't put it in the dofnei kli. It may have ended up back in the dofnei kli because it filled itself in, but you put it back on the sides. That's considered as if a monkey put it back, meaning that's not going to be mekadesh because that's considered as if like a maisakof. Maisakof is an expression that Chazal use all the time. Maisakof just means it's not considered a maisa adam. It's not considered that you have done an act. It's something that happens memela. That's the expression we use for maisakof. I remember a while ago someone asked Rav Shechter in a shir if a woman is allowed to read the ksuba under the chuppah. So he said, technically, halachically speaking, it's a maisakof. Meaning it's not a halachically critical act. Even a monkey could read the ksuba under the chuppah. Now he's using the halachic terminology that the Gemara always uses as maisa kof. So some Am Aretz Midaraisa decided to print in the newspaper, Rav Shechter thinks women are monkeys, because he said that right. that a monkey could read the ksuba under the chuppah. That's if you're not at all familiar with halachic terminology, so you could come away with that impression. Maisa kof is an expression that's used by the Gemara all the time. So anyway, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu says to Rabbi Zeira, I have a third possible suggestion of why it doesn't become kadosh in the original kli. Maybe you put it back into a kli, the original kli, when the kli was on the ground, and you can't be makadish in a kli shares. The komitz doesn't become kadosh in a kli shares that's on the karka. It only becomes kadosh in a kli shares that's not on the karka. So maybe that's the answer. But the fact that we didn't give that answer is El Shema Minah comes from a kli shal gabe karka. Sounds like you can do kmitza from a kli that is on the ground. So Kunagaz Bebaya Debayel under Rabbi Avimi Tani Menachas Ber of Chista. He says, actually, this now that you raise this issue, this cuts directly to the point that Rav Avimi raised when he learnt Menachos by Rav Chista. Now, for the next 5 lines or so, a little more than 5 lines, the Gemara is going to have a totally parenthetical point about the relationship between Avimi and Rav Chista. But we're going to get back to being Mekadesh in the Kli that's on the Karka in about 7 lines from now. So, Avimi by Rav Chista, Tani says, Gemara, wait a second. Avimi learned by Rav Chista? Vam Rav Chista kulfi tavi bali mea bimi ala da hashmaitza. That didn't Rav Chista once comment, I got a lot of patches from Avimi on the fact that I couldn't understand a certain sugya, meaning Avimi was my Rebbe, and it used to be Rebbes would hit if you didn't understand and you didn't try it. So I got a lot of patches for not all the gedolim and the poskim say nowadays that a Rebbe is not allowed to hit, etc. But it used to be that was the minhag that a Rebbe would give a little patch. So he said, I endured a lot because of a certain sugya. That I didn't understand the sugya of Bala Hachriz that their machriz up until 60 days from the day when in Maseches Erechin, when it says that the Shum HaYisomim, they evaluate the Yisomim's property for 30 days, so it could be 30 days or it could be 60 days, depends how much their machriz about the valuation of that property. If it's consecutive days, it's 30 days. But if you only are machrez and sheni v'chamishi, then it would be 60 days. So he said, I had a lot of trouble with that sugya, and I got patched a lot. But bottom line is, we don't care so much, we're not so interested in that sugya right now. What we're interested in is that over here, you have Rav Chista saying that he was the Talmud of Avimi, not the Rebbe of Avimi. So says Gemara, that's right, Rav Chista was the Talmud of Avimi, but here's what happened. Avimi mesechtes akre sakrele. Avimi forgot a certain sugya, a certain mesecht of learning. Vasa kamed Rav Chista lat kure gamre. And he went back to Rav Chista. Rav Chista apparently had great notes from the shir, or a great memory. So he went back to Rav Chista to try to get back all of that learning that he had lost, that he had forgotten. So says Gemara, but he's the Rebbe. Why do you go to Rav Chista? Shouldn't he have sent Rav Chista, you come to me? He's the Rebbe, what's he going to Rav Chista for? Says the Gemara, unbelievable, Savar, Hachi Mistayeh Milsa Tvei. He figured this will be more effective. He'll be able to learn better if he goes out of his way to the Talmud. Says Rashi, second wide line, Mistayeh Milsa, Mishum Yagati Umatzasi. Because an ingredient in being able to accomplish in Talmud Torah is Yagia B'Torah, is working hard for it. It's not only about intellect. It's not only about how sharp a person's mind is. Yagia and Amelus B'Torah is ultimately what's going to determine a person's success in Torah. So he figured, I could call Rav Chista here, but then my chances of learning it well are not that good. The more I put into it, the more Mesiris Nefesh I put into it, the better my chances are of being able to learn properly. An unbelievable idea in terms of how we approach Talmud Torah. I was just reading yesterday, someone had done an interview with Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. They had asked him a bunch of very trite, silly questions, actually, and he responded apparently with like one sentence answers or one word answers, which doesn't sound at all like Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. I don't know. Normally, when you ask him a question, he responds in paragraphs. He speaks in paragraphs at a time. But they asked him, "What do you want on your tombstone when you die? What do you want to be written on your tombstone?" He said, "Hishtadel." Well, I want that I tried. That I tried hard. That's the ultimate compliment. That's all the Ribbono Shel Olam ever asks from us. That yagata umatzasa tamin. So when you're yageo, when you work hard, you will be motzei. You will find. This is coming from probably one of the greatest geniuses alive today. And yet all he's interested in is that it should say hishtadel, not about all the shiurim and the svarim and the talmidim and everything. Hishtadel. Anyway, so all that is just a side point about who learned by who. But anyway, the Gemara tells us when Avimi learned nachos by Rav Chista, pagaber Rav Nachman. He encountered Rav Nachman. Amalei Ketzad Komtzin. So he said to Rav Nachman, do me a favor, show me, how do you do kmitza? How did they used to do kmitza in the Beis HaMikdash? They didn't have a Beis HaMikdash at the time. So Amalei Mikli Zeh. He says, like from this kli, you see that kli over there? That kind of kli is what they would use for kmitza. Rashi points out, Ra'a kli munach al gabe akarka, v'kamer kli zeh im shel kodesh hayu roi l'kmitza. This kli, if it was kodesh, that would have been roi l'kmitza. So you see the importance of teaching with visual aid also. He didn't describe it. He said, yeah, something that looks like this. Visual aid is also a critical part of teaching. They say Rav Shach was very against that, though. Rav Shach thought that children shouldn't be given diagrams or pictures of anything, that he thought it stifles the imagination. He thought that that a child has to be described in words and let their own imagination make the pictures. He thought that it stifles the imagination and the creativity of the child if you give it to them. Well, I guess he wouldn't have liked all these, the Mishkan videos and the Mikdash videos. I don't know, I like them a lot, But anyway, so you see that he used the visual aid over here. But he said it's from this kli. Amalei, so he said to him, he comes from a kli shal gabe karka. What can you do kmitza from a kli that's on the ground? That kli's on the ground. Amalei, demagbalei kohen. I meant a kli that looks like that kli. Not that it's on the ground. Okay, kohen picks it up. How they be mekadesh a carbon mincha? Amalei nosin the kli zeh. Oh, they would put the kmitza into like this kind of kli. V'chi mekadesh the kli shal gabe karka? What, they would be mekadesh carbon mincha in a kli that's on the ground? Amalei demagbalei kohen. No, again, I told you, the kohen picks it up, and that's how they would do it. Amalei imkein shach the gimel kohanim. So then you need three kohanim. One kohen to lift the kli off the ground. Another kohen to do the kmitza with his right hand, and a third kohen to lift the second kli off the ground, which the kmitza is going to be put into. So you need three kohanim, because you can't have the same kohen lift both kelim, because you got to have everything done with the right hand. He's only got one right hand, so you need three kohanim. Some leiv v'tehei tzricha yud gimel ketamin. And if you need three, big deal. Sometimes you need 13 kohanim, like by the karmel tamid. Who says that you can't have a requirement of three kohanim by karmel mincha? Say nothing, you need three kohanim. So esve zeh klal. Kol hakometz v'nosim b'kli, anyone who does a kmitza and puts it in the kli, or hamolich who brings the korban mincha v'maktir or burns it, lechol davar shadarko lechol, with having in mind, again we're discussing machshavos now, with having in mind to eat that which is normal to eat. So we're discussing pigles, so then it's going to be okay. V'ilu magbia lo katani, but it never says anything about magbia. It goes through all the avodos that you do, never says anything about lifting the kli off the ground. So doesn't that imply that you don't need to lift the kli off the ground, that you could do kmitza from a kli even when it's on the ground? So tana seder avodos naked v'lo seder kohanim. No, we're not mentioning everything kohanim do, we're just mentioning those things that are the ikar avodos. Magbia is not one of the avodos, but it is necessary, and a kohen needs to do it in order for another kohen to do the kmitza. So that's not a raya. Can you do kmitza from a kli that's on the ground? He says, just go check what they do in the Heichal, what they do in the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have a Beis HaMikdash at that time. He meant, go investigate, go see if you could come up with a raya. He didn't mean just go look and see what they do. So we know we're going to learn later on, that when it comes to the Lechem HaPanim, four Kohanim would go in, Shnayim B'yadam Beis Tadarim, two of them would hold the two rows of six Lechem HaPanim each, B'shnayim B'yadam Shnei Bezichin, and two of them would hold the two Bezichei Levona, the two spoons that were full of Levona. V'arbam Mekadmin Lefneim, there were four other Kohanim that had previously gone into the Shulchan, Shnayim Litol Shnei Sedarim, two of them to take the two rows of last week's Lechem HaPanim that were still there, Ubeiz Litol Beiz Bezichin, and two others to remove the Beiz Bezichin from last week. Yet it never says anything about anyone lifting up the table, about anyone being magbia the shulchan, about anyone lifting up the shulchan. Why doesn't it say anything about anybody lifting up the table? So why should it say anything about someone lifting up the table? Says Rashi, she'achar magbia shulchan b'shasi l'kabazichin. At the time that you removed the bazichin from the shulchan, it didn't say that they lifted the table. Alma mikli shal karka yisil bazichin. So they would do the bazichin from the shulchan when it was on the ground. U'bazichin matinus alechem. Here's the key line. The Lechem HaPanim are viewed as one giant Karban Mincha. And therefore, when you remove the Bezichin from the Lechem HaPanim, that's like taking a Kemitza from a Karban Mincha. It's an exact parallel to Kemitza from Karban Mincha. There's a lot of good lamdas in that sugya of how much Lechem HaPanim is considered to be a regular Karban Mincha and how much Lechem HaPanim is its own separate entity that's not related to Karban Mincha. Over here, you have a direct parallel. That removing the Bezichin, says Rashi, is the same as doing the kmitza. So if you're allowed to remove the bezichin from a shulchan while the shulchan is still on the ground, it's not being lifted up in the air at all. So shouldn't that tell you that you're allowed to do kmitza from a kli that's still on the ground? So this is a raya that you're allowed to do kmitza from a kli that's still on the ground. Says Gemara, no. Maybe someone did taka lift the shulchan off the ground. We're just not discussing all that. We're only discussing things that are avodos. We're not discussing all the peripheral things that were also done in order to be machshir. But maybe in a chinami, someone lifted the shulchan off the ground when they took off the bezichin. So says Gemara, no. You can't say that because we're not just listing the avodos. What are we listing over there? We give an exact number of Kohanim who were involved. If you need a fifth Kohen to lift the Shulchan, maybe a fifth and a sixth was probably pretty heavy, to lift the Shulchan, then it should have said not four Kohanim, but six Kohanim. Over there, we weren't talking about how the numbers of Kohanim previously. Over here, we are talking about the numbers of Kohanim. In Misa, and if there were more Kohanim lifting the table, listening Magbiah, then it should have said it. El Shemamina, so you see that you do kmitza from a kli that's on the ground. So that is a clear raya. Period. You do kmitza from a kli that's on the ground. Amarava, pshitali komitz mekli shal gabe karka shekin matzina besiluk bezichin. So Rava says, you know what? That never bothered me. That I thought was a davar pasha, that you're komitz from a kli that's on the ground. Because you find that by the siluk bezichin that they did the siluk bezichin from the shulchan while the shulchan was on the ground. Mekadshin mincha bekli she al gabe karka, and you could be mekadish the korban mincha in a kli that's on the ground. Shekin matzina besidu bezichin, because you find out when they put the bezichin originally on the shulchan was on the ground. So that didn't bother me at all. He says what I had a shaila about was by Rava kiddush kometz mai, not when you originally put the flour in the first kli, not when you take the kmitza from the first kli, when you then put that kmitza into a second kli, your makadish in the second kli, does that kli need to be in the air, or can that kli be on the ground? We learn it from the other parts of the kabar mincha where it's allowed to be on the ground, where it's not a problem. Or maybe we should learn it from the parallel of the avodah sadam. What's the parallel of kiddush hakometz by avodah sadam? It's kabbalah. And by Kabbalah cannot be on the ground. So which one should we compare it to? So Hadar Pashto Midam Yalfinila. So he then said, yeah, it cannot be on the ground. We learn it from Dam. We learn it from Kabbalah Sadam. So Miyama Rava Hachi, does Rava really say that? Vayit Mar Komet Shachalku B'Shnei Kelim. If a Komet was split into two Kelim, Rav Nachman Amar Ein Kadosh. Rav Nachman says it's not Kadosh. Rava Amar Kadosh. Rava says it is Kadosh. Vim Isa. But if you're going to say that it should be exactly parallel to Dam, Leilof mi Dam, then we should learn from Dam. Dam cannot be Kadosh lechatzain. You cannot be Makadish the Dam in two Kalim. It has to be all at one shot. So if Rava in fact held that there was a parallel between putting the Kemitza into the second Kli and the parallel of Avodah Sadam, of Kabbalah Sadam, so then he should have held that parallel all the way through. So it says, Mara Hadbe Rav Meahi. Enochinami Rava changed his mind. So Vidami Nalan Delo Kadosh lechatzain. How do I know that you can't be Makadish Dam lechatzain? Halfway, the time of Tachliva ben Shol kidesh pachus mikdei azah bekliza pachus mikdei azah bekliza lo kidesh. If you're mekadesh less than the amount that you need to sprinkle, now by this what we're talking about kidesh pachus mikdei azah is actually not about dam. Now we're talking about the mechatas, the water that you would mix with the ashes of the paraduma. So if you have less than the amount to be mazet to sprinkle on the guy who's tamimes in one kli, and less than the amount that you need to be sprinkled, you need to sprinkle on him in the other kli, so lo kidesh, it doesn't become kadosh, it doesn't have the status of mei para. The bayalu b'dam mai, and we then asked, okay, that's true of mei para, what about by dam, if you have less than the necessary amount of dam? So hilchasi yum hilchasa lo yalfinan odil mahasa mai taima d'ksivit tavol b'mayim achanam yoksivit tavol b'dam. Should you say, well, the whole idea of the kidei azah that you need by the mei para is halach l'moshe misinai? So I can't compare things to Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is like a chiddush. It's not something that you can compare other things to or learn other things out from. Or do you say, no, it's not Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. It says, V'tavol B'mayim. So you see that the Mayim needs a kidei tevila. You need enough to be able to do to be tavol and be mazeh. So over here also it says, V'tavol B'dam. So the dam has to be enough that you're going to be able to do that zoh, all in one kli. So that's the shayla. V'idma, Ramar B'zrek, Ramar B'lazer, af B'dam lo kidesh. That by dam also it has the same din as by the Meipara. That it can't be become kadosh if it has less than the amount necessary to do the hazaos. Amar Rava, Tanya Nami Yachu, you have a brayso that supports this. V'taval v'lo maspig. You dip into the blood. You don't squeeze out from the edges. Bidam she bidam shir tevila meyikaro. Bidam, we learn from bidam that you need the amount of blood that's enough to do the shir tevila, to do the dipping and the sprinkling. Min hadam shebeinyan. Min hadam teaches me. Min hadam shebeinyan. The Gemara will explain that phrase soon. V'isrich l'michtav v'taval v'isrich l'michtav bidam. I need both phrases, v'taval and the phrase bidam. Why? Because rachmana v'taval, had I only had the word v'taval, hava mina afagav delo kibel shir tvilos. I might have thought, even if you were not mekabel the dam, that it's enough for all the tvilos that you're going to need, meyikaro. So kas rachmana bidam. That's why the pasuk says, bidam, to tell me that you need the shir meyikara, that all the hazaos, all the amount that you're going to need for all of the different sprinklings, of all the different sprinklings that you're going to do, need to be there meyikara when you originally are mekabel the dam. That's what I learned from the word badam. Vikas rachmana badam, and had it said the word badam, but not said v'taval, hava amina afilu masbig. I would have thought that you could even be masbig, you could even squeeze it out. Clean off your finger on the dofnei akli, when you have the blood on your finger, clean it off on the dofnei akli, and not just be tovel. So kas rachmana v'taval. That's why the pasuk says v'taval, to tell me that being masbig is not good enough. So says Gemara, min adam shebeinyan lemute mai. But then we said vayter. We said that min adam tells me min adam shebeinyan. What is that coming to tell me? Min adam shebeinyan as opposed to what? So Amarava lemute shirayim sheba etzba, to exclude the shiyare adam that are left over on your finger, that you need to dip your finger between each of the azaos. So he's a min adam that said that we say in the parsha, v'tavel ha-kohen be'etzbo b'dam, so from the same dam that's in the kli that you were tovel, you have to sprinkle each time. You can't sprinkle with the leftover dam that's on your finger from the last hazaa. You need to do a new dipping to get a new dam to continue to do hazaa. That's what we learned from all of those things. But how did we get to all this? All of this was just an extension of the comparison between mincha and dam. The basis of the comparison, the beginning of that comparison, was about the kli being on the karka, whether a kli on the karka is good enough for kiddush kometz, and now we just continued that comparison in regards to separating into two separate kelim, whether you could be mekadesh into separate kelim, and then we got into this whole discussion of the hazaos and the comparison to the meipara. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up from Amrle Ravin Baravada tomorrow.